With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Nurses plan a rally to protest the planned end of labor and delivery services at Aspirus Ironwood Hospital. Aspirus has announced those services will stop at the end of 2025, although they will keep offering prenatal and postnatal care. Aspirus Ironwood Hospital nurses will hold a rally Wednesday. They say it's to protest the planned closure of the OB unit and support a fair union contract amid stalled negotiations. Nurses at the Ironwood Hospital have been without a contract since August 2nd. The rally will take place from 4:30 to 6 p.m. Wednesday at the corner of US 2 and Oak Lane. The Michigan Nurses Association says this is not a work stoppage. All nurses scheduled to work will be doing so, and care at the hospital will not be disrupted. Aspirus attributed national and regional OBGYN shortages as a driving factor in the decision. The next closest hospital to offer labor and delivery is Tamarack Health in Ashland, which is about an hour from Ironwood. This year's flu vaccines are now available through the Oneida County Health Department. It's continuing its effort to make the vaccine as accessible as possible to people. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Health officials recommend getting your yearly flu shot anytime now through the end of October. Doing so can give you some of the best protection against the virus during peak activity, which usually comes between December and February, but can last well into May. Jen Tinhara is a public health nurse at the Oneida County Health Department.
We really encourage the flu vaccine because it is can be a very serious illness, and vaccinating yourself protects all of those around you as well and keeps the spread down. It keeps you strong to fight the flu, so hopefully keeping you out of the hospital and away from serious illness.
The Oneida County Health Department offers the vaccine to walk-ins at the health department in Rhinelander Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 4. Starting later this month, nurses will also be holding walk-in clinics in communities all across the county.
Some people don't have time to come here. You know, we do still take appointments. They don't have time to make an appointment. They don't have time to do the walk-in downstairs. But we have one maybe that's down the street from where they work, and then they can run at lunch or something. So we really try to meet the community members where they're at, make the vaccines convenient for them.
The Oneida County Health Department is also offering the updated COVID vaccine for those who are 65 and older. Melissa Briner is the public health nurse immunization coordinator for the health department.
We know that insurances will pay for 65 and older for those individuals because they were the ones that are most impacted with COVID. So we are going to start vaccinating those individuals starting Monday, and then hopefully be able to vaccinate the ones 65 and or 64 and younger.
Briner encourages people to ask if they have questions about any vaccine. In addition to the community walk-in clinics, the health department also goes into businesses as well as going to people who are homebound. You can find information about the vaccine clinics at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
As Halloween approaches, the haunted sawmill in Merrill will be taking a break this year over safety issues. The popular haunted attraction will not open its doors as local fire officials have raised concerns about the building's safety. Some parts of the building are over 100 years old. Jerry Hersel, director of the Haunted Sawmill and president of the Friends of Vincent Foundation, said the building requires significant updates to continue operations.
We've been working really closely with the Merrill Fire Department, and it's just gotten to the point where they would like us to have a fire suppression system in the building. We agree with them 100%. The cost for installing the system is just astronomical, though. So we're taking a year off to kind of reorganize, check out what options are out there, and then go from there.
The haunted sawmill hopes to raise at least $350,000 to fund necessary updates, including electrical work, a fire alarm system, and a sprinkler system. Hersel emphasized the community's support.
This is a labor of love for all of us. Everybody that's part of the haunted sawmill is unpaid. So all the money that we raise, we're putting back into the community. We do high school scholarships. Let's say a family was down on their luck and they needed help with rental assistance. We do things like that. So the positive feedback, that makes everything worthwhile.
With over 100 volunteers, the haunted sawmill typically draws around 8,000 visitors annually. The hiatus will impact both the community and the volunteers. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Community solar energy legislation will again be introduced in Wisconsin. Representative Scott Krug says the proposal is designed to allow for smaller community-owned solar farms that can benefit everyone.
Wisconsin is the co-op state, right? I mean, we were built on this model that if we create something, we can all share in the benefits of it. So this is another model in what the co-op history has taught us.
Krug says that would mean small, family-owned projects could lead to new revenue for farmers, especially those who may be irrigating a 40-acre field.
You have 5 acres out of that 40 that just can't catch water. That's a lost revenue stream for a farmer where you could put a 5-megawatt project inside of the corner on a 40 acres. It's going to be usable for their community to generate power.
Krug says he expects bipartisan support for the bill this time, especially because similar legislation has caught on in neighboring states like Illinois.
The coalition on this bill has been growing magnificently because of the frustrations we hear in our communities, though. So it should be, I think, bipartisan this session, actually.
Governor Evers says the proposal is something he could support.
Anything we could do to increase the use of solar, I think that's important. But again, as I usually say, until I see a piece of legislation on my desk, we'll take a look at it, and hopefully it's going to be something I can sign. We'll see.
Krug and State Senator Patrick Teston announced the bill in Wausau on Monday. It will circulate for sponsors this week. A Wisconsin state senator who came in third in the Democratic primary for governor in 2018 is running again. Kelda Royce launched her campaign Monday. The two other highest-profile announced Democratic candidates are Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. Several other Democrats are expected to join the race. Republicans in the race so far include Washington County Executive Josh Schumann and businessman Bill Berrien. Governor Tony Evers is retiring after 2 terms, leaving the governorship open with no incumbent running for the first time since 2010. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.